one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are kicking the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the final edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass for 2015. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us. Hopefully the weather wherever you are is good. It's finally cold in Rochester. I know it's been some tough weather around the country, so I hope everyone is doing okay. And to those of you who had problems with the weather, we all wish you the best, and hopefully everything will be getting back together again real soon. We're going to be looking at the year of soccer in 2015 on our show tonight. Dick Howard will be on to talk about international soccer. So a lot of news and stories have happened both earlier in the year and very recently. We'll talk about that. And Michael Lewis will have the information about U.S. soccer, the big stories of the year, of course, probably right at the top of the list, the U.S. women's national team and the retirement of Rochester's Abby Wambach. It's been quite a year in soccer. And of course, the Rhinos taking home their first championship since 2001. The Rochester Lancers folding up shop. And the Western New York Flash, big news there. If you hadn't heard, Aaron Lyons stepping down as head coach as of last week. We'll see what happens with the Flash as they move into 2016 in the NWSL. So we'll have all that. Plus, we'll go over today's results in the Barclays Premier League. It's Boxing Monday, a full slate of matches, and we'll talk about that with Dick Howard as well. Now let's bring in our host, Joe Redcard Sirianni, from his super secret location. How are you tonight, Joe?
I'm a little bit under the weather, Andrew, but I'm hoping to recover soon. I just got this darn cough that keeps me busy and out of contention to do a good radio show with you tonight. So I'm trying to recover. I've got all this medicine that I'm taking, but nothing seems to want to work.
Well, you stay home and stay warm. Go ahead.
No, it's just a question of time until I can regain my my strength and my voice.
Well, we'll handle things for most of the show tonight, Joe, but let's talk a little bit about the local soccer scene. Of course, the Rhinos winning the championship, something we've been waiting for a very long time, and I was very fortunate to be part of the Rhinos organization this year, and looking forward to that big championship ring when it finally comes in. But I know Joe is somebody who has followed the team for 20 years. This was a big return to the glory days of the Rhinos.
You got the ring, right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well,
it's in the mail.
Let me tell you, you deserve to have the ring because you've been a proponent in soccer for all your life, and you and I are still promoting soccer to the best of our ability. And we want to thank, as the year comes to an end, we want to thank all our sponsors for making this show possible. I want to thank you. I want to thank our listener. I want to thank Charlie Shiano. That was the original to promote this show and to make this show what it is. And of course, I want to thank all our sponsors because without them, we won't be able to do this show. But I also want to thank the organization, Soccer Same and with the Rochester Lancer. I want to thank the Rhinos. I want to thank the Flash, the Western New York Flash, for bringing soccer back to Rochester in many ways. So, and here I go having to cough. So,
I'll take over for a moment, Joe, to say that the other big news, obviously, the Flash not making the playoffs was sad, and the Aaron Lines moving on to concentrate on the Flash and Salem's organization, the youth programs they have out in Buffalo, which is a full-time job in and of itself. So we wish Aaron all the best in his concentration now on the youth game out in the Buffalo area. They do a great job out there. And the other sad news of the year was the folding of the Lancers. And it's a great number of years indoors that they had with Sam and Chris Wilmot and the entire Lancers organization, Rich Randall as well, and, of course, reaching out with the Western New York Flash. But they went out with a bang, Joe. I tell you, the series against Syracuse where they won in the mini game 3-2 on that goal, the headed goal from God from Yaquil Perez and the loss, the narrow loss to Baltimore in the playoffs, but it was a great run while it lasted.
It was a great year for the Rhinos winning the championship, and certainly it is going to be a challenging year coming up in 2016, and we want to wish them the very best for the future, and for 2016 we want to congratulate Pat Erkley, Bob, and all the staff for a job well done. And, you know, what can they do? You know, how can they top this? The only way that they win another championship. But I just want to ask you another thing. I look and see that your team let you down again.
Which team would that be, Joe? I mean, I have lots of teams, but
I'm talking about your favorite English team.
Well, we'll talk more about Chelsea later, but let's just say this. As they said on the broadcast today, anybody taking a point away from home at Old Trafford is a good result. So I'm not unhappy with a scoreless tie, considering you're playing your second match in 48 hours. It was a difficult match, and Chelsea certainly did well defensively, got a bit lucky with the post, but they had a couple chances themselves that could have gone in. So a fair result in my opinion. But again, just with the Rhinos, mentioned again with the Rhinos, one of the greatest seasons in the history of American soccer, a team losing just one game out of 34 the entire year. It's been since 82 that was the last team to go undefeated in an entire season. That was in the old American Soccer League team from Rhode Island, the Oceaneers, and they only played 18 games. So this was a Rhinos team that certainly set a lot of records, and winning both the regular season and the championship, and only losing on penalties on the road to Philadelphia Union. The team went all the way to the U.S. Open Cup final. So it was a great year, one of the best ever for the Rhinos, Joe, and we're all very happy we were all a part of it.
Well, certainly there's a lot of kudos going to them because they worked hard. They believed in themselves. They believed that they could do it, and they did it. And much kudos to the coach.
And we're looking forward to 2016 with both the Rhinos and the Flash. And it's not, Jeff, that far away, just a few months away. We'll be starting the new season. So, Joe, I wish you a happy new year, and you and your family, and I hope you feel better, and we'll start the new year. Actually, next week you're going to be off anyway because you got the meeting, your Italian-American Sport Club meeting. So I guess I'll be doing most of the show next week by myself. But we'll have you on at least for the beginning.
You're doing a great job, Andrew, and thank you very much for doing what you're doing, and I wish you and your beautiful bride the happiest new year and ever. And I want to wish all our listeners and the best new year they can have. And we'll see you next year, I hope. And let's support the teams that are in Rochester. Let's support soccer the best way that we can, and just call the Rhinos office and make your reservation and buy your season tickets for the Rhino as for the Western New York Flash, so they can they can bring new players in that are deserving to be paid a little bit more money, and that's the only way they can do it, by having the attendance grow and the interest grow. So go Rhinos, go Western New York Flash, and go soccer fans, because without you, there won't be no soccer in Rochester.
Thanks, Joe, and I hope you feel better soon. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Joe Sirianni, the host of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, Joe will be back on the beginning of the show next Monday, our first show of 2016. When we come back, we'll talk about the year in international soccer with Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Sirianni.
Then her eyes flew open wide. She went to hug me and she spilled her purse. And we laughed until we cried.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The USL regular season and playoff champion Rochester Rhinos would like to extend their thanks to all of you for supporting the team during the historic 20th anniversary season. Don't miss out on all the exciting action next year as the Rhinos look to repeat as champions. Rhinos season tickets and flex packs for 2016 are now on sale by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back at Salem Stadium to be in defense of their USL title next spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you by our title sponsor for 2016, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right off the exit for 390 for Lyle Avenue. Number to call for an appointment or consultation is 328-3382, or you can visit his interactive website at David Olivo, DMD, Doctor of Medical Dentistry, or however, whatever that is, .com. I'll get that right one of these days. Good evening, Dick. How's it going up in Toronto?
First snowfall looks like it's coming in tonight, so you'll probably be getting it in Rochester later on this evening, Drew.
Yes, it will. Possible freezing rain here.
Get the snow shovels out.
We can get the salt out. We might need it if it's going to be icy. But certainly a lot to talk about 2015, but we want to talk about the events today. Full results of full slate of games in the Barclays Premier League is Boxing Monday, as the traditional holiday weekend. They have two matches, which is very difficult for most teams because it's very taxing. It's tough enough for the Rhinos to play matches back-to-back or within 2 days. When you're playing at that level, at the level of the Barclays Premier League, it's even harder. So you have to use a lot of different players. And certainly, I think it's some of the results it showed today where there were some matches, I think, that where players were tired, and I think especially the match featuring your favorite team, Everton. They had the lead and unfortunately lost it in the last 10 minutes to Stoke and lost 4-3 at home.
Yeah, good points there, Andrew. It usually takes about 48 hours to recover from the demands of a game, and as the commentators were saying, the last sort of 15 minutes of today's games, it was really noticeable. Evan, yeah, disappointment. They had all the drama of a 1-0 win at Newcastle with a late goal after, you know, injury time at the end of a game. And today, unfortunately, they lost out to a penalty kick, controversial penalty kick that was given to Stoke City, again in the injury time at the end of the game. And Stoke scored and won a really exciting game, 4-3. You don't expect that with Tim Howard and Jack Butland, you know, the two top goalkeepers in between the posts. But it was certainly a game that the fans would enjoy, if not the coaches of Everton Football Club.
There were a lot of exciting games today, and the game I was listening to on the radio when I was out and about today, Watford and Spurs. Boy, what an ending to that match! You had Watford was down to 10 men and were playing very well. They managed to equalize against Spurs. It was 1-1. They got a late corner. The ball nearly went over the line. It was maybe an inch or less, and the replay. Goal line replay confirmed was not a goal. Spurs comes right back down and scores the winner away from home. And what a heartbreak for Watford. But Spurs now up to third place in the EPL with that victory.
They've done exceptionally well, haven't they, Spurs? But you're right about Watford. They impressed me. They had a really battling game, 2 days ago against the team in blue that you support.
That's right.
A 2-2 tie, and as you say, that late drama against a very good Spurs team who are on a roll at the present time.
Spurs has lost just two matches this season, the equal of Leicester, who play the big match tomorrow. It's Leicester against Manchester City from the King Power Stadium, and it's going to be a wild one. I'm looking forward to watching that one. And top of the table once again is Arsenal after their win over Bournemouth today.
Yeah, it's looking good for Arsenal, although they bounced back because they had that traumatic game at Southampton. They lost 4-0 on Saturday, and they bounced back. Mesut Ozil was superb in today's game. But, yes, I reckon that Arsenal, I know there's a lot of Arsenal fans in the Rochester area, and they could be quietly confident that they're going to do well this season. But you're right, big game tomorrow, Leicester-Manchester City. Leicester hoping to bounce back from that 1-0 loss to Liverpool. So, again, it's such a tough time for the players, as you mentioned, you know, with the playing on Saturday and then playing today, travelling in between, because usually they've got one home game and one away game in those 2 days, and it really is challenging. But unless it's changed by the Football League, and it's not likely to happen because it brings in tremendous crowds, and that's the bottom line. You know, there's a lot of people that go out for, you know, a Christmas present is to go and see the local football team play.
That's what they were saying on some other programs I was listening to today as well, that it's the only league that does this, that they have the matches going on all throughout the holiday break, and it is for money. I mean, people will get away for a couple hours, go to the pub, watch their favorite teams play. You got a big game tomorrow. You got this Wednesday. You got Sunderland hosting Liverpool. That's going to be a nationally broadcasted match, and then they start up again on Saturday.
And it's no wonder, you know, certainly a club like Chelsea had a little bit of a break and a shortish pre-season, and now it's catching up with them. But certainly players who report for pre-season training in late July, and then suddenly they're playing for their national team in the Euros this summer coming up in 2016, it really makes for a very demanding time, because we know, of course, the demands of the sport. It's like no other.
It's doing this. There's very little time off, unfortunately, and the players do need time to rest. And
yeah, they need a time of regeneration, and that's why I think the league's I always think of Germany. They have that time off. They go maybe to a sunny area, have a little bit of a mini pre-season again, and they're refreshed and ready to go in the Bundesliga after that break.
About a six-week break, and Italy is off for a couple weeks. Spain, I believe, does play this week, but England is definitely much more demanding, especially with the cup matches coming up. But I'm not going to ignore the other match today. I watched the entire match. Man U certainly had their chances. They could have easily have gone ahead in the first half, but I think as the game went along, Chelsea got much more confident in the back and they had a couple chances. Modric had a wide open opportunity and ballooned it over the goal. I mean, not the person you certainly want taking those types of chances, but without a true forward with Costa suspended, I think it's a good result for Gus Hiddink. I think the Manchester United fans were very disappointed only getting a draw when they could have easily have gotten 3 points.
They could have had several chances. Courtois produced several brilliant saves, as did De Gea at the other end. So you got quality goalkeeping that are putting up the shutters. But Man U probably had the better chances overall, but Gus Hiddink will take that result. He's unbeaten now in these two games in charge, both ties. So I think things are starting to stabilize a little bit with regards to all the trauma and all the goings-on at Chelsea Football Club.
Well, they'll have a tough match on Sunday against Crystal Palace at Selhurst Park, and the Toffees have to play play Tottenham, so that's going to be a tough match there. Those are the two big matches.
There's no easy games in the Barclays Premier League, are there? You know, even the teams at the bottom of the table on their day can create upsets.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, this is the last show of the season. We're talking about some of the top stories, and unfortunately, probably the biggest story is a story that didn't happen on the field. It happened in the offices of FIFA in Zurich, with all of the arrests and the charges against the top officials from not just from FIFA but from CONCACAF and from CONMEBOL. And it's a sad situation, and hopefully something good will come out of this, where you'll have people who are going to be in charge of these organizations. The new people in charge are going to clean it up, and we'll have, but much like it was with the IOC, the Olympic Committee, where they had to clean house, and things are better for it now.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be a new beginning for the World's Game, probably the most challenging period in its history, and FIFA was founded in 1904. So everybody will be looking towards Zurich on Feb 26, the extraordinary FIFA Congress, to elect a new president and to introduce various changes. So it's going to be a really interesting time, but it really has to be a complete reorganization, especially of the 24-member EXCO after the recent scandal, Andrew, isn't it? You know, you look at all the things that have happened, and at the present time, the executive committee has to be revamped completely from what it has been before. And of course, you've got an acting president, Issa Hayatou, from Cameroon, and an acting secretary general. And there's still two provisionally banned people on the executive committee, as well as two others, gentlemen, who could also be charged. So there's a lot of work that has to be done. Having said that, and after my little talk last week, Andrew, I, in an ideal world, I'd love to see Michel Platini win his appeal and run as president. I'd love to see Sepp Blatter make his final speech before his departure as the FIFA president. But who knows what will happen. But it's interesting, and I was just looking at all the candidates, and a lot of them are relatively inexperienced who want to become FIFA president. But Gianni Infantino, the UEFA General Secretary since 2009, has been put forward by UEFA. Multilingual lawyer. He's from the canton of Valais and the little small town of Brieg, which is 10 kilometers from Visp, which is the home of Sepp Blatter. Can you believe that?
I'm not surprised.
But certainly he looks to be one of the strong candidates to be the new president if Michel Platini does not win his appeal.
So do you think it's going to be somebody from Europe over somebody from another confederation?
Well, it's looking that way, having said that, of course, you've got 209 member associations who will be voting for the new president, so you never know what's going to happen. But I just look at the what I would call inexperience of some of the candidates, and it's something that has to be taken into consideration, you know, when you look at electing a person in such a powerful position.
It's going to be a date to certainly circle on your calendars, February 26th, to see who will be put in charge of the world's game. It's going to be certainly something that we'll be talking about on this show and talking about on many soccer and sports and news shows probably around the world. We'll be looking at this very closely. But back on the field, I mean, probably the biggest story, I mean, maybe I'm biased, but I think the biggest story is the rise and fall of Chelsea. I mean, whoever would have thought that the champions of England and what Jose Mourinho did to bring Chelsea back to the top of the league at the end of May, and where they are right now in 16th place in the EPL, and then Jose Mourinho now unemployed. I don't think anybody would have ever saw that coming.
It was certainly something that shocked everybody. It just shows you the, you know, the fragile nature of the game. You've got to get results, and if you don't get results, even if you are one of the top managers in the game, you will be dismissed. And that's why I think it's great when you see the Leicester Cities of this world coming to the top, the forefront, who were almost going to be relegated last season, had a dramatic recovery, stayed in the Premier League, and now they're, you know, close to the top. And if they win tomorrow, I think they would go on top, would they not?
They would go back on top, yes, which is certainly... Yeah. Nobody ever would have thought that was going to happen either. It's been a crazy year so far in the EPL, but Barcelona at the beginning of last year, or this year, was in a bit of turmoil, but boy, they turned things around, and I think they're undoubtedly the top team in the world. At this point.
They've got so many quality players, haven't they? You know, and I think they've got that little bit more consistency than their big rivals, Real Madrid and Atletico Madrid. So certainly you expect them to keep performing well when you've got the attacking talents that they have at their disposal. But having said that, Andrew, we always have to mention about Joe's team, La Vecchia Signora, the old lady, Juventus.
And they're certainly
they're having their challenges in the Scudetto, but I think they could do quite well in European football.
They've righted the ship. They've won 8 matches in a row, and they've brought themselves right back into the top, about a couple points out of first place right now. And they were the runners-up to Barcelona in the Champions League this year. So they started as poorly as Chelsea, but certainly turned things around. And we'll see what happens in the club scene. And in the international side, certainly, I wrote down a few things about, you know, the Euro qualifiers. But looking at it, I mean, look at Chile winning Copa America for the very first time.
Brilliant.
Over Argentina and Brazil and their home country. Just a great feel-good story that this country...
It's great, and they are going to be, you know, certainly in the Copa Centenario, which will be taking place in the States, 16 teams playing it. It will be one of the candidates that you'd expect to come out on top, but that's going to be quite the event, you know, and the same time as the European Championship, the Euros in France. So it's going to be great. But I always look at Canada, and we've got World Cup qualifying that we're in at the moment. We started okay. We had, you know, a narrow win over Honduras, 1-0. El Salvador scoreless. It's 30 years waiting since we were last in the World Cup in 1986. So hopefully Benito Floro will be able to get Canada into the final round of qualifying, but it's not going to be easy because we have two tough games. We host Mexico, BC Place in Vancouver, March 25th, and then we go into the daunting confines of the Azteca in Mexico City on the 29th of March. So that will probably determine Canada's passage or non-passage into the next round of qualifying, but it's going to be good. There's been some encouraging signs at the national team level, and obviously in Canada, our women have been the ones that have captured the attention, as has been the case in the States.
Right. Can't, I mean, certainly the World Cup was a big, big international story, especially in Canada. Did a great job with the tournament, and we'll talk more about that.
750 million TV viewers.
It's incredible.
It was just great. It's a record. And apparently the USA-Japan final is the most watched football match in U.S. history.
Yes,
there
it
you
was,
go.
And deservingly so. And we wouldn't be, we were missing, mentioned about the Euro qualifiers, Albania, Iceland, Wales, all being on the big stage and coming up in France this coming summer.
It is great to see that happening. And, you know, we talk about the bottom teams in the Premiership and the Premier League creating upsets. This could be the case, I'm sure, with Euro.
It is going to be a fun tournament in France with 24 teams this year taking part at the Copa Centenario. You've got, of course, the UEFA Champions League. The knockout stage will be starting up in six weeks' time in the middle of February. And World Cup qualifying will be going into full swing later on this year with Europe getting their matches going and the draw and all of that. But as you mentioned, Dick, the CONCACAF will end their this round of qualifying at the end of the summer, and then they go right into in the fall into the hexagonal. So Canada,
yeah,
they need to get ahead of Honduras. That's going to be the challenge.
But we've got some, we're happy with our professional teams did well, you know, with Toronto getting into the playoffs for the first time ever. And the performances of the Atomic Ants, Sebastian Giovinco, you know, MLS MVP, was fantastic. Montreal, will Didier Drogba return? He looks as though he might want to do some coaching at Chelsea. And then Vancouver, of course, won the first ever Amway Canadian Championship, so they've done well. And as well as did Ottawa Fury in the NASL, they lost, and I'm sure Michael's referred to this before, against the New York Cosmos 3-2. But encouraging signs at the professional level.
Yep. Well, Dick, it's been a great year. Hopefully next year's going to be so busy. We even mentioned the Olympic Games. That's happening as well. So there's going to be lots of soccer going on throughout the year 2015.
We'll always have a lot to talk about, Andrew. That's the bottom line. It's a 12-month-a-year game, isn't it, where you're playing. You know, it's 24/7 almost.
My wife wishes it was different, but unfortunately that's the way it is. But Dick, I want to wish you and Ann a very happy new year, and thank you so much for being a part of our show this year, and we'll look forward to next year, 2016, even bigger.
Always a pleasure, and certainly send my regards to all the listeners of the show across North America. It's great to be part of it, and certainly wish you, Joe and Bob, all the best for 2016.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass from Toronto. Every Monday you can hear Dick in the International Report and all the insight that he brings to the game that he's been playing and being involved in it with FIFA and coaching and television commentary for decades and decades. And we appreciate Dick being on our show, as we do Michael Lewis, who will be up next. We'll talk about the year in U.S. soccer. And ladies first, certainly this past year for the United States. We'll talk about that and Abby Wambach's retirement and much more next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Zerboni, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report brought to you tonight by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Over 30 locations in the Rochester area. One number to remember, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com. And I want to thank Soccer Sam, Salvatore Fantuzzo, for all of he's done for soccer. And, of course, with the Rochester Lancers, the Flash, and the Rhinos in his years with the involved in soccer and doing the soccer show he does. And fortunately, the Lancers had a full shop up shop earlier this year, but we all remember the Lancers very fondly, the indoor Lancers. And thank you, Sam, for all you've done for the sport. And thank you, Michael, for all you've done for the sport as well. It's been quite a year for soccer and in the United States.
Definitely. I'd like to think there was more positive than negative news for soccer in the United States. I know the rest of the world took a hit with all the FIFA scandals. I use that plural because it's like a tentacle reaching out just about everywhere, and it has even reached the United States. But I think you and Dick probably covered that in the first half hour. But it's been a pretty good year, particularly for the U.S. women's national team.
We'll talk about that in a second, but we did have some news that broke in the last day or so, a very sad story. A gentleman who played for the New York Red Bulls, the most capped player in El Salvadorian history, Alfredo Pacheco, was shot and killed on Sunday by gunmen, according to authorities in El Salvador. Unnamed assailants and approached him early Sunday morning and opened fire. And his player, 33 years old, represented his country 86 times, was unfortunately barred from the sport due to match-fixing allegations. He played for the Red Bulls in 2009, and Michael, certainly something just tragic that something like that would happen to a great, great player like that.
Yeah, definitely. You don't expect it to happen to anyone, let alone someone who had more caps than anyone else in El Salvador in soccer. Unfortunately, his career was marred by that match-fixing scandal. I have to admit, I don't remember a lot about him when he played with the Red Bulls, probably because nothing against his playing abilities, probably because in the year 2009, the Red Bulls were the worst team in Major League Soccer, and there wasn't much to remember about that season. But, you know, he was with the team on loan, if memory serves me correctly.
Right.
Played as solid as he could for a team that was just couldn't find the up button in the soccer elevator. But just beyond what he did in his career, just the fact that he passed away like that at the age of 33, what a shame and what a waste.
Well, hopefully someday we'll be all past this, but anyway, let's move on to happier thoughts. And of course, the biggest story of the year in U.S. soccer, certainly the U.S. women's national team and the World Cup. Unbelievable performance by a team that built its way through the tournament from the qualifying stages and really hit their stride in the last couple of matches. And Kari Lloyd has proved herself as the world's best player. Hopefully FIFA will not have anything against the United States due to all of the problems they've been having and trying to blame their problems on the U.S. government, that Kari Lloyd will get her due as the FIFA Women Player of the Year. But she led the U.S., and that hat trick in the World Cup final will forever cement her in U.S. soccer history.
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, the women's national team coaches and I believe captains around the world vote for the Player of the Year, so it won't be up to FIFA, although FIFA presents and represents the award. And I would be very surprised and stunned if Kari Lloyd doesn't get the award. Many times it goes to an outstanding World Cup performer, and you really can't ask much more than what Kari Lloyd did during the knockout round. She was magnificent, and, that game, that final game against Japan, it was a surrealistic opening 16 minutes. U.S. took a 4-0 lead. I thought I was dreaming, because you never, ever see this in soccer, or I can't say maybe never, ever, but rarely see this in soccer, let alone at a World Championship final. And it was mind-boggling. And, Carly really, I think she understood that this was going to be perhaps her last great opportunity to win a World Cup. I remember in the 2007 World Cup, she was a soft player, essentially. Very disappointing. I expected more of her. She went on a stringent training program, literally locked out the rest of the world during this past World Cup, and everything fell together for her, and she deserves any honor that is sent her way.
It's funny. You think about Kari Lloyd. What happened in the World Cup notwithstanding, she personally scored the goals in the Olympic Games to give the U.S. two gold medals. And then in the last two Olympic Games were her Olympics, basically, scoring the goals in the final match. So she's going to be certainly...
No doubt about it. I'm sorry, go on.
She's going to go down as one of the greatest players in U.S. soccer history, just for those performances in the biggest matches that you could possibly have in women's soccer.
She became a money player a year after her failure at the 2007 World Cup in China. She went back to the Beijing Olympics, scored the winning goal then in the gold medal match, and then duplicated that in the gold medal match in London in 2012. And you talk about a money player. By then, she elevated herself to a much higher orbit. This just put her in another solar system, this past performance.
And it was great to see the U.S., of course, win the World Cup after a 16-year gap. And the other thing with the U.S. women, a number of players, Abby obviously one of them, but Lauren Holiday, Shannon Box, Lori Kolupny, all ending their careers with the U.S. women's national team. So it's going to be a little bit of a changing of the guard coming up, and I imagine there will be some more players maybe after the Olympics who might consider maybe hanging things up. Christy Rampone maybe at the top of that list, given her age. And even Hope Solo and Kari Lloyd are getting on in years, and you wonder if this might be their last hurrah as the key members of the women's national team.
It could very well be. I keep asking Christy Rampone every time I speak with her, or just about every other time I speak with her, have you made a decision on your career yet? And I keep telling her, I'm not trying to push you out, but I'm just curious. All things considered, for her age, she is in remarkable, incredible shape. I think there'll come a time when she says, okay, enough is enough. It's been a great 20-year run, and that's it. It could be, this Olympics, if she makes the team, could be the last hurrah for her. it's a natural thing. You know, you've got players that are getting older. I won't say old. Players that want to get on with their lives, either with their careers, their families, starting a family. You have to make some tough decisions. We'll see this next generation of players, how well they're going to do. You know, Morgan Brian, who I thought had a very encouraging World Cup, now she steps forward as a key member of the 2016 Women's Olympic team. Crystal Dunn, who was a last-minute, a final cut from the World Cup team, instead of sulking, went out and led the National Women's Soccer League in scoring and won MVP honors. And she's played very well during the Victory Tour. So I've heard reports that she probably has locked up a spot on the Olympic team, although knowing Crystal, and I do know Crystal, I've spoken to her several times, she won't assume anything is certain until she gets the word from Coach Jill Ellis, who, by the way, did a marvelous job preparing the team for the Women's World Cup. Let's give her a lot of credit, too.
Yeah, she is up for Women's Coach of the Year, and I think she's certainly a favorite because her team won the World Cup. You can't do much better than that. You mentioned Crystal Dunn. I mean, I think her status with the Olympic team is going to be very important because of the fragility, I think, of Alex Morgan and Sydney LaRue. And you need someone to pair with Christian Press, who certainly is. She's stepped up her game in the Victory Tour as well. I think she's made a claim that she is the top forward now on the national team with, again, Alex Morgan and Sydney LaRue having injury problems. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jill Ellis does, especially that the Olympic team has fewer players than the World Cup team does. It's fewer number of bodies to choose from. So fitness is going to be a big part of the selection process, I think.
No doubt about that. Crystal Dunn can play defense, midfield, or attacking forward. So to have a versatile player on an 18-person roster is invaluable. And, again, knowing Crystal, she'll play anywhere, although to steal that old famous baseball line, you can never have enough pitching. In soccer, you can never have enough forwards.
Yeah, Chelsea's learning that. They didn't have anybody up front today. They had zero. They didn't play without a true forward. So, yeah, the more forwards you have, the better. We certainly hope Alex Morgan and Sydney LaRue are fully fit for the Olympic Games, but time will tell. Let's go to the men. I mean, talk about an up-and-down year. I mean, when you talk about the U.S. men going to Holland and going to the world champions, Germany, winning both those games on the road earlier this year, it certainly looked like things were looking up for Jurgen Klinsmann and the U.S. was on a real roll, and then the Gold Cup hit and things went into the tank. And now maybe things are being right themselves as World Cup qualifying comes along, but it really was one of those roller coaster rides this year for the men.
I was in a good mood until you mentioned the U.S. men's national team. Jeez, seriously,
sorry.
You know, yeah, very disappointing performance by the U.S., a perplexing one. Friendly wins are great, they're nice, but they really don't mean anything. And finishing fourth in the CONCACAF Gold Cup, playing the way they did to get there, stunning and disappointing. Not qualifying for the 2017 FIFA Confederations Cup in Russia, disappointing, although that I have to give them credit, they never gave up in that match against Mexico, but you could tell and see how tired they were in extra time. Ultimately, it is teams are measured on how they perform in the World Cup. So obviously the U.S. has to get there. They've gotten off to a good start so far. And next year they're going to play out the rest of their semifinal round and start the hexagonal late in 2016. Of course, you've got the Copa America Centenario right around the corner. Granted, it is not as important as the World Cup, but a good showing there since the U.S. is the host team and playing against South American teams. This is not going to be an easy group for whoever they play. The U.S. has to get to the second round to at least consider that to be a successful tournament for them. So they've got their hands filled with Jurgen Klinsmann, who a lot of people feel that he shouldn't be coaching the team in 2016. I haven't heard anything else at the moment. Probably saying that after we hang up, we'll probably hear something. just making a joke there, folks. I'm not, no speculation there, just a joke. But you have to expect more now because it's starting to get crunch time for the U.S. national team.
It'll be a big year for the men. I mean, the Copa Centenario, again, it's a special tournament. It's the 100th anniversary of the CONMEBOL Championship, which is the oldest international soccer tournament on the planet. It's older than the World Cup. So it's going to be a big tournament. It's going to be held in the biggest stadiums in America. The final will be right in your backyard, Michael, MetLife Stadium. And all the big countries will be there. Mexico, of course, will represent the CONCACAF along with Jamaica. Costa Rica, who did so well in the World Cup 2014. Two more teams plus all the South American teams. And it's going to be a big tournament. It's going to be going up head-to-head with Euros, and it's going to be a big summer of soccer. And then the Olympic Games, and the women will be back in the forefront. And along with all that, Major League Soccer will be going on, and they announced the opening matches for MLS. The first match of the year will be the Red Bulls against Toronto FC from Red Bull Arena. So it's going to be quite the opening match, and Michael, you'll be right there to cover it.
Yeah, as it turns out, Toronto plays in New York twice the opening week of the season. They play at Red Bull Arena on one week, on one Sunday, and the next Sunday they play at Yankee Stadium against NYCFC. A curious schedule there. I wonder if they're going to stay in New York during that juncture, because my gut feeling is Toronto might be a pretty cold city then. I guess we'll see what happens. But, Red Bulls want to rebound from disappointing playoff performance against the Columbus Crew. They won the Supporter Shield, but failed to become the fourth New York team to win a national championship this year, which that wasn't just part of the disappointment. It was the fact that they couldn't solve the Columbus Crew in the Eastern Conference Finals after they've had a stellar regular season after a lot of controversy, as we all remember. 11 months ago, actually it was probably, I would say maybe 330 days ago, or 345 days ago, that Mike Pecky was fired as Red Bulls coach, and it didn't look very good for the team at the time, but they, again, had a fantastic regular season, but that elusive MLS Cup championship is still an arm's reach away, or a foot length away, whatever soccer term you want to use, and you have to expect the Red Bulls to be up for another big run.
They're certainly going to be one of the favorites, I think, along with the Portland Timbers, who will host the Columbus Crew. The rematch of the final will be held this time in Portland at Provident Park, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. The first match, by the way, I should let you know, is Sunday, March 6th, just a little over 2 months from today. MLS will start their 21st season. All 10 teams, all 10 matches, 20 teams will participate on Sunday, March 6th, and the first time that's ever happened. So that's coming up. And, of course, the NWSL, Michael, will be kicking off with their 10th team, Orlando Pride, joining the league with Alex Morgan leading the way there. Sky Blue will be back along with the Western New York Flash. It's going to be a big year for soccer with all the tournaments, all the leagues going on, and, of course, World Cup qualifying for the men. It's going to be quite the busy 2016 for all involved.
You know, this is what I think I wished for, and a lot of fans wished for, and probably you wished for too. Literally, never nonstop soccer in the United States. Let's not, you know, we're not going to forget what's happening over in Europe or South America, but just what's happening here now. It's literally become a full-time job for many writers and media people just to cover soccer in this country. there's just so many different levels to cover it at. And, you know, and we're not even talking about the USL and the NASL indoor leagues and colleges. It's an incredible structure that has arisen in this country. Granted, Major League Soccer is not, you know, the UEFA Champions League quality or the English Premier League quality, but the enthusiasm and excitement for the sport in this country has grown by leaps and bounds from the time I started covering it 40 years ago in Rochester. And it's like a dream come true for me, and like I said, for probably for you and a lot of other fans out there.
Michael, thanks so much for being on our show this past year. Look forward to having you back in 2016 covering U.S. soccer. I wish you and your wife and everybody in your family a happy new year. We'll talk to you next year.
Listen, a happy, healthy, prosperous new year to you and your wife and your family and to all soccer fans in Rochester as well.
Thanks, Michael. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I'll be back to wrap up 2015 on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale, which includes four free buddy tickets and a 2016 Flash team scarf. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call the Flash at 716-655-PLAY. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Christmas, just a Christmas without the one you love. New Year's, just a New Year's without the one you love.
And how true is that? I thank my lovely and gracious wife, Cindy, for putting up with me doing the show every week for all these years, and I really appreciate that. Thank you, dear. I love you. And I want to thank also all of our guests we've had in 2015, from the Rhinos, the Flash, the Rochester Lancers, Major League Soccer, and all the dignitaries in the soccer world. Thank you so much for being part of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and supporting us. And, of course, without WYSL, our parent station, we wouldn't have a show. So thank you to Bob D'Angelo, our engineer who does every show for us, does a fantastic job. Bob Savage, JC DeLass, everybody at WYSL, thank you so much. All of our sponsors, Dr. David Olivo, Dentistry, who is going to be our title sponsor for 2016, Edsel Scolo, Faber Homes, Doug Miller, Family Sports Park, Salvatore's, Van Bordo Auto, Claire's Design, and, of course, the Rochester Rhinos and the Western New York Flash. Buy your Rhino season tickets at 454-KICK and your Flash season tickets at 716-655-PLAY or go to their websites, rhinosoccer.com or wnyflash.com. Be with us for our first Soccer is a Kick in the Grass of 2016 next Monday at 6:30 here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo, this is Andrew Battisti. Have a happy new year, everybody. We'll see you in 2016.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.